The scream is silent. Actress Faye Ray died last night in her Manhattan apartment. She was 96 years old. Ray will forever be remembered as the oversized ape's object of affection in the 1933 movie King Kong. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
The freshly cast ingenue had no idea what King Kong was about when its producers told her she'd have the tallest, darkest leading man in Hollywood. Faye Ray recalled the moment in a 1989 NPR interview with Scott Simon.
I thought it was going to be Cary Grant.
Oh, my.
Then Marion Cooper, the producer, showed me drawings of Kong going up the side of the Empire State Building, and that was certainly not Cary Grant. Oh, my.
I've seldom heard a more emphatic scream.
Michael H. Price co-wrote a book about the making of King Kong called Spawn of Skull Island. He knew Faye Ray.
She had the ability to muster that sense of imperilment and indignation.
When Price, who's the nephew of actor Vincent Price, describes Ray's scream, it's with the appreciation of a connoisseur.
Not shrill, robust, coming from that depth of muscular control and emotionalism that a fine singer can project. Not a keening scream, but a roar of outrage and terror.
Faye Ray started her career without the benefit of sound. She was born Vina Faye Ray on a ranch in Alberta, Canada. She went to Hollywood as a teenager and acted in a number of silent westerns. Ray got her big break in 1928. The Wedding March was Ray's favorite of her films. Director Erich von Stroheim was an 800-pound gorilla in his own right, who famously battled the studios and his own actors. But under his direction, Ray developed formidable emotional presence, says Michael H. Price.
She seethes, not an angry seething, but there is an emotional presence that even in repose, even in serene moments, she radiates.
Price says Ray brought real gumption to her roles in horror and adventure films throughout the 1930s. In many of them, she was the only woman. Dr. X, Mystery of the Wax Museum, and The Most Dangerous Game were basically B-pictures. But Ray always felt her most famous film had merits that lifted it over the others.
The best thing about this script, I think, was that it was so simply done. It even could have been, in my estimation, a strong film even had it been silent. Of course, the scream wouldn't have been there, would it? No, that wouldn't have been so good.
That scream seemed to drown out Faye Ray's other gifts. Tired of typecasting, she quit acting and married a troubled screenwriter, who died by his own hand 2 years after their divorce. She soon married again to another screenwriter.
As I was growing up, I was always interested in literature, and I was a good student. I loved to read, and writers were more interesting to me conversationally.
Ray loved writing short stories herself, and she co-wrote a play with Sinclair Lewis. Author Michael H. Price says Ray brought something of that talent to her acting.
She gave so much more than could possibly have been written for her to give, that you get the impression she's, in a sense, writing this as she goes along.
Faye Ray made a short-lived comeback in the 1950s, playing mostly in mediocre crime dramas. In her iconic role as the two-dimensional damsel in distress with a fake giant ape, she made them both more human. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.